House Bill 1259, an act to reestablish eligibility for certain veterans to qualify for the Veterans Bonus Program and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1259 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Andy Gerlach, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. I have an amendment, Mr. Chair. If I could get some help passing it out, I would appreciate it. Or I could just work it around the table. Thank you. As many of you remember, last year, Governor Rounds put an initiative in to grant a bonus to South Dakota veterans who have served post 9/11, both in hostile areas, on Homeland Security duty, and on active duty. The bonus covered individuals who currently serve on active duty from South Dakota, guardsmen who have served on active duty from South Dakota, and reservists. The state of South Dakota has had an incredible precedence at giving bonuses to its service members going all the way back to World War I. In each subsequent conflict, the state of South Dakota has had this bonus program. And it's just an incredible gift and shows the appreciation by its citizens to the soldiers and service members that we have. The bill before you today reopens the Gulf War I bonus program. There's a little bit of precedence here as well. In each of the conflicts that we've had in the past, we reopened the previous conflict's bonus for a short period of time to allow individuals who have not been able to submit their bonus application and receive it, give them a little grace period so they can. The majority of these individuals are people on active duty from South Dakota who did not hear about the program and after they've moved back to South Dakota or later on hear about it. And they missed the deadline that we had put together. And what this will do is allow 37 individuals who served on active duty who did not get to apply for their bonus in the first Gulf War a grace period to apply for it again. We have the money in our budget from the current bonus program, so there's not going to be any additional appropriation, and I think this is good policy, and I think it's a good thing to do. So I would ask the committee strongly consider this and recommend it, and I will stand by for questions.
Thank you. Further proponents? Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, we will move to opponents. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1259? Seeing none, we will close to questions of the committee. Mr. Representative Michaels.
Mr. Two quick questions. How much money is it, do you think, even though it's been appropriated?
$14,400 exactly.
Thank you. And the second question is, I assume there's some Navy personnel in there?
They're all Navy personnel. We want to make sure that they have the preference. So, of course, they were kind of out of the loop and didn't know about it the first time. So that may say something about them as well.
You might have to explain this bill to them several times, too. Any other questions? Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll close to discussion and or action. Representative Dykstra.
Mr. Chairman, I move Amendment 1259-OA.
Motion to amend by Dykstra, seconded by Representative Rave. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1259 is so amended. Further action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dietrich.
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass.
Motion by Dietrich, seconded by Dykstra. Do pass motion on House Bill 1259 as amended. Comments on that motion? Representative Dietrich.
Mr. Gerlach said it all.
Further comments? Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Regarnos.
Aye.
Haley?
Aye.
Parkin? Aye,
aye.
Navy.
Aye. Michaels?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Dykstra?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimous. House Bill 1259 goes, as amended, goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation.